and a sword in his hand. And he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand. He's riding a white horse all across this land. And he's calling out to you and me. You ride with me.
Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm welcoming you in here tonight with us. Just Shepherd's Call. We got a great broadcast. Hope that you can stay tuned for the next hour. We're going to be on for an hour with you tonight live, and it's going to be part three of the rapture, and we hope and trust that we've got something tonight that you're going to enjoy. I'm going to be right back right after our little sheep song. This is for the sheep, ladies and gentlemen. We're calling you tonight. This is the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'll be right back.
Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Oh, bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. You got a pop of lambs, you know, and brothers get a deal of brothers. And bye, 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 we're lambs. Went through the fence, looking for some friends. God's on me scram, so we pop it back again, cause I'm a bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going, gotta take him in the promised land. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs. Bye, 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 we're lambs.
Hey lambs, did you know the rapture is basically just a satanic capture? They're gathering the forces of the world together. We're going to prove it tonight. We'll talk a little bit about the thousand-year reign. Those things that affect us in the future, if not here in the present. I do know that a lot of things are happening to indicate that we're in the last days. Well, let's get started right here, ladies and gentlemen, and talk a little bit about the rapture and what it means to us as a people of the sheepfold. Now, the Bible says in the last days that there will be different signs, and one of those signs of warning is for us to not to run out and see if they say, lo, he's over here in the desert, he's about to pick us up. We're not to run out there. We're not to believe that crap. But it's going to happen. It's already happened to several different groups. I can mention the rapture. The preceding days before the rapture is that Satan is going to send strong delusion that we could be deceived. And the warning by our Creator, he tells us, he said, be not deceived. Listen to what it says in Ezekiel, chapter 13, verse 16 through 23. To wit, the prophets of Israel which prophesy concerning Jerusalem and which see visions of peace for her, there is no peace to the wicked, saith Yahweh. Now, when they say peace and safety, when it looks like everything is beginning to add up, and everything is getting back on track. You notice that we're in a depressive state, a depression, financially, economically. Well, look at the world situation. This is the 77th day of a monstrous oil spill in the Gulf. People are being threatened. It says, Verse 19, will you pollute me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread to slay the souls of those who should not die and to save the souls of them that should not live? That's what's happening. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble as such as the world has never known. Now, if we take a look at the return, let's look at that. Now, I want to share something with you here in the book of Revelations as we study. And we're going to look at it in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelations at the end of what is known as a tribulation period. Now, the tribulation ends with the final day of Yahweh, which is prophesied throughout many scriptures. We'll give you those later. And at the end of the seven-year tribulation, we see a scripture that indicates that the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, Yahweh the Savior, not Jesus the Savior, not Christ the Savior, but Yahweh the Savior. That's his original holy name. Now, we've had substitutes. Don't run out to see a substitute, ladies and gentlemen. It's not there. There is no substitute before the real deal. And Yahweh's the real deal. Get over it. When preachers teach you it's all right to say Jesus, you run. You better flee from that preacher. He's a false prophet trying to deceive you, because the book of Revelations tells us in the 14th chapter here that we're going to read about just in a moment that those who were found worthy to be caught up in the first resurrection, or what we call the 144,000. Now, there's people that's actually preached in the past that the 144,000 are all Jews, and they're going to be gathered up in Acts of the Tribulation, and then they're going to be raptured out. Well, dear, 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 if that's true, we're going to have some problems here with the Scriptures. You see, if you're trying to put together a giant puzzle and you don't have all the pieces and you don't consider them and you haven't tried to fit them into the picture and you're just haphazardly guessing, which is what people that preach a rapture do, there's going to be a rapture, no doubt. At the end, when the final trump, we're going to prove it to you, and in the book of Revelations, 19:11, listen. Here the Messiah, Yahweh Yeshua, descends upon a white horse. Now, if you can believe that Yahweh's coming out of the heavens on a white horse, and you see a big stallion and him, blowing smoke and steam, he's probably rode him a long way. But that's not really how he's coming. This horse is a symbol of his power. Did he need a horse to ride on? Well, if he's coming from heaven, it's a long way across heaven. Would he need something else? I would think so. I haven't seen any horses galloping in the heavens. So this is figuratively. This is a figurative of speech, for you to understand that he's coming back as a conqueror. You know, the cowboy and Indian deal. The guy that rides a white horse, he's always the hero. Well, the Bible's sort of written to make Yahweh, the Savior, the hero. And it says he's coming back with all... Oh, my. I really get thrills when I think about that. He's coming back with all the armies of heaven behind him, and he will descend straight down to the battle of Armageddon, where armies from all over the earth. Now, listen to this. And I've been giving you some preludes to the happenings, that the Bible says that Satan is going to come first. Now, the man of sin. Now, remember this. When you think of rapture, think of the man of sin. That's what you need to think about. Think about him because Paul reveals to us, as we're going to study, that he's going to be revealed in his time. Now, the question is, when is the final seven-year tribulation? And what does seven mean? Now, a lot of people think that Satan is going to come during the tribulation, and he's going to make a covenant with the house of Israel over there where Israel is, and he's going, and the Christians are teaching this now. This is what they're teaching. That Satan is going to sit over there. And yet, on the other hand, they teach also that there's going to be a temple built over there. And that Jesus Christ is going to sit in that temple. And then the Jews are going to have their eyes opened and they're going to acknowledge Jesus Christ. That's what they say. Now, I don't know if the town is big enough for two. I know Jesus Christ is going to be acknowledged in the last days as the supreme being to sit in that temple. I know that. That's the man of sin. You say, well, no, that's Jesus Christ. That's the Savior. No, no, no. That's the deceiver. You see, what they have done, and the Christians are guilty of this because they fell into the trap of the deceiver, they have changed the name of the Creator to a false name. And we've left out the true name. It's a long story. You need to hear the whole history of it. I've got hours and hours of teaching upon our website, www.oneyahweh.com. Oneyahweh.com. There's tons of messages upon how they did a name change. Now, the Bible says it would deceive the very elect. The very elect. Now, everybody that's took a Bible and picked it up for hundreds of years, they think that Jesus has been in there for hundreds of years, and it's not. I'm talking about several hundred years. Let's go to 800 or 900 years. It's not been in there that long. Let's go back 500 years. It would press it to be in there that long. The name Jesus, J-E-S-U-S. You see, in the original 1611 King James Bible, it didn't make it in 1611. So we know that his name wasn't Jesus in 1611, but it became Jesus after the change. Well, what was it before the change? Well, there's where you have to study. There's where the Bible says to search the Scriptures for wherein you think you have eternal life. You're worried about a rapture, and I'm concerned about your state of mind of being deceived. The Bible said, take heed that you be not deceived. They're going to say that Christ is over here, and Christ is over there, and Christ is here, and Christ is there. Go not to see, he said. Now, the word Christ is a coinage, if you will, from a Hindu word, Krishna. You ever heard of him? You ever pass through the airports around the country and watch the Krishnanians, I call them? They hand out flowers and sell them to you, and you know, and you just get them out of your hair and keep them from bothering you. You've got the pretty little girls, the little Asian girls, you know, and the little Indian girls and things, and the little American fair-haired ladies, most of the time selling the little bouquets. That's how they make their money for the temple of Krishna. That's where that word Christ came from. Now, you can use it if you want to. I'm not going to object. It just means anointed. Now, which one are we going to acknowledge has the anointing? The Bible said the man of sin will come in with so much deceiving power that everybody will take him to be God Almighty himself. They're going to accept him. And he will. The Bible says this is an absolute. Think about this now. Before you think about a rapture, think about a capture of your mind to deceive you. The Bible said that Satan would deceive the very elect and everyone whose name is not written on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. That means that there is a specific group of people that are called by the true name of the Creator. Now that narrows the field because not everybody is called by the name of Yahweh. Oh, you say, oh, I know about the name of Yahweh. Do you believe that that is his name? Oh, yeah. And I believe that Yahshua is the name of his son. Well, I'm going to ask you a question. What's the difference between Yahweh and Yahshua? Whatever made you think that there was a difference in those two names? One is telling you in Hebrew, Yah, that's the short poetic name of the Creator, Yah. Psalm 68:4, praise ye Yah. Yahshua is the Greek for the Savior. Well, actually Greek is Sotor. Messiah is Savior. So then the Savior, Yah, is the Mighty One, and he's the Savior. There's not two Saviors. You see this? There's only one Savior. That's Yahweh. He was the complete package. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That's him. John 1 and 1. In verse 10, there is an interesting statement about verse 10. This person that was in the world, and the world made by him, and the world knew him not, come to his own received him not. The 10th verse said that he made everything. The one that came into the world was born in between the legs of a woman. He came in just like you did. He wanted to be a flesh man. It was impossible for you to become him, so he done the impossible. He became you. He became a man. The Holy Ghost, the Father, no difference now. Listen to me. You see, the Catholic has made this Trinity a big issue and a big mystery. They're telling you that God the Father is of one substance, and God the Son is of another substance, and God the Holy Ghost is of the third substance. That they are equal, separate, but inseparable. Now, that's basically how they explain the Trinity. Well, let me tell you how the Bible explains it. It says that God, the Father, the Spirit, God is a Spirit, and so the Spirit overshadowed Miriam. She was just a young Hebrew girl, and she got pregnant. So he caused her to carry the sperm of his essence, his substance, placed in the womb of this woman, and now we have what is described as a God-man growing in her womb. Hail Mary, thou highly favored among women. Because that which is born of you is going to be holy. Now, you were born of a man and a woman. You weren't holy. You were born into sin. He voluntarily came in to this world, and nobody convinced him he was a sinner. He bared the original sanctification for sin. He had the antidote. When Satan brought death, here he brought life. And if you're waiting to be raptured out with him, when he comes back, you've got to know him before you can go with him. Now, there's a scripture that he himself said, depart from me, you workers of... Because many's going to say, Lord, don't you know us? Here we are, Lord. We've done many wonderful works in your name. Now, listen to this. In your name. In your name.
Now, if they'd have done it in the name of Yahweh, you would have assumed that he would have known them. So evidently, they're not doing it in the right name because this Messiah, this Savior, this Christ, this anointed one, he's going to say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." Now, is there a thin line between those who think that they're right and doing good works and everything, but doing it in a wrong name? Does that make their works justifiable? Not account of what he said. He said, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity." They said, "We've done many wonderful works." He didn't deny that. But see, good works don't get you to heaven. It helps you. It gives you some credits earned, but salvation is not earned through credit. It is not justified through works. It's by salvation and granted by grace. You have to be bone of his bone and blood of his blood and belong to his family tree. There is the separation. You assume that those who should know him, you know, I mean, I was in there 30 years preaching the name of Jesus in oneness, just like I'm doing today. I haven't changed my message in oneness. I still preach one. If you believe that there's one God, you believe, well, the devil believes and trembles. But here comes these people that complicate the issue and tell you there's three of them. Which God do you serve? If it's God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Ghost, which one? Now, which rapture are you going to get in? Are you going to get in the Trinity rapture? Are you going to get in the Twinity rapture? There's some people that say his name is Yahweh and Yahshua, and they split the Godhead there, and they say Yahshua is the Son and Yahweh is the Father. Well, now, wait a minute here. Which one overshadowed Mary? Well, you say, well, that's simple. That was God the Father. Well, what was his name? Well, you say Yahweh. Okay, if Yahweh overshadowed Mary and something came out of her, it had to come from him. So that which was born of her was of him. That was the God part. That was the Heavenly Father part. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, what rapture line are you going to get in there? Just what rapture line are you going to acknowledge? See, you've got to go up in his name. Now, let's go to, let's talk a little bit before I get off that subject, and I don't even know why I got into that subject, but we'll come back to that later. And I saw Yahweh coming down in the book of Revelation 19:11, and there was a great army. All the holy angels were with him. Now, does that tie exactly into a little neat bundle of his coming of Matthew 25, verse 31? Turn there, if you will. Let's read it. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, Son of Man. Now, the reason we know that our Creator was in the world and he made the world and the world didn't know him, and they're still not going to know him because they're going to say, well, we've done many wonderful works in your name, but they're going to be over with the Antichrist or the deceiver or the man of sin worshiping in a false name. As God, he's going to sit in the temple as God, and the Christians got a name for him. Yeah, and all these false prophets are going to say, see, there he is. When he comes, he's going to come with glory. He's going to come with majesty. He's going to come with splendor. And the way it's going to be announced, and it's about time for his coming, it's about time for him to show up and come to his temple. And the Bible said he's going to come in peacefully. But when you read about the Messiah, the true Messiah's coming, it talks about he's a man of war. It talks about he's coming for reaping. A reaping. He's coming for a gathering. Yeah, you say that. Yeah, that's it, Pastor Buddy. He's going to gather us. Well, now, again, let's see what the judgment of separating of all of the people. Well, back to 25 Matthew 31. Here is the good sheep over on the right hand, and here is the goats on the left hand. That's a separation. Now, which one's going to be raptured? Is it the sheep that's going to be taken into heaven? Or is it going to be the goats that is going to be cast out of the earth? Well, let's go back again for an example. Let's go back to the days of Noah. Was it the righteous that remained on earth and the wicked cast out? Well, you say, yes, it was. Well, then, are we setting an example of a rapture? See, it's a rapture of the wicked. The righteous have got nothing to run for. But these people are going to run. And they're going to be caught and gathered. And they're going on the left side of the equation here. There's only two sides, right and wrong, light and darkness, up or down, good or evil. You know, you could go on all night and describe that the judgment of separation is of all the people who do not know Him. Now, in the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations, here is the key to it. And I saw 144,000 with the Father. Now, these were not on earth. They were not seen on the earth. Remember, these had risen from somewhere. They had risen from the earth. Well, the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, it tells us about a certain group of people that's going to raise with Him in His resurrection. Now, question. The man that we believe that came 2,000 years ago and lived 33 years and died, we believe he rose again, right? That's the first resurrection, correct? Who got up with him in the first resurrection according to Matthew chapter 27, verse 56 through 58? Well, John saw it in heaven. He saw several get up in the first resurrection. These are they that got up in the first resurrection. These are they who were beheaded. Now, how many little Israelite children did Herod behead to form a bride? You say, oh, I know that's not right, because these were the bride, and bride is females. Well, the Bible said, in the kingdom of heaven, where we're talking about, where these are seen, they're neither male nor female. You see, they don't have any gender of separation of sex because spirit is thorough. It is complete. And the Bible says that 144,000 having their father's name in their forehead. Now, question. At the coming, are you going to have Jesus' name? That's not the father's name according to you or the Trinity. Are you going to have Jesus' name in your forehead? Or are you going to have Yahweh? That's why I never thought of that, Pastor Buddy. Well, it's very important because spiritually, that's going to emblaze. It's going to actually look like a neon sign flashing, because whatever you become subject to, whatever name you was baptized in, is going to be flashing like a neon sign. It's going to stand out. It's going to be seen from miles away. And in that day, you can't turn the sign off. You can't deny what you've done. If you've been deceived by a false prophet, and you've took on the name of Jesus or the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, which is nothing but a title, that's going to be flashing in your forehead. Now, the Bible says, now this is a strange way to comment on the rapture, but everybody's going to be in particular groups. Whatever you've done on earth is what you're going to have to answer to in heaven. Your works are going to follow after you, and it's like a neon sign.
I'm baptized in Jesus' name. Over here I am. Hey, get over here. This is the name I'm baptized. I'm baptized in Jesus' name. Come and get me. Rapture me out.
Well, the angel's going to come over there. And if that's the name, if that is the name of the Father, and the name of the Son, and the name of the Holy Ghost, then you're going to be taken into the kingdom. Now, if that's not the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, you're going to be taken somewhere else. You're going to be taken out into the deep. Now, that's a rapture. You're going out there. If there's a heaven and you want to be raptured to heaven, there's a hell and you're going to be raptured to hell. One of these places is one you're going to. And when they teach that there's going to be a rapture, it's the wicked and the good. What classification are you going to fall in? All right, let's say, well, I'm baptized in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, Pastor Buddy, and that's what I'm sticking to because that's what I was taught at my church, and I know I got saved, and I know what I've got, and I know what I can feel. So what you think you've got, because even that which you seem to have can be taken away from you. Now, with a neon sign of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost flashing, you're going to stand in that group. Then the angels are going to come, and they're going to examine you. If that is not the method of repentance and remission of sin, see, you can't go with sin. But my point is, you can't get in a rapture with sin in your life. You ain't going to make it. There is no such thing as getting into the rapture with sin. If you don't have your sins remitted in the correct name. Now, this is why that you better search and make your election and call and sure. This is where that I would advise you to pray and fast. Now, I have fasted and prayed, but most people that hear me preach think that I've been deceived by fasting and praying. You're mad, they say, Pastor Buddy. Why don't you stay in a Baptist church? You've been better off staying in a Baptist church. You got out here in this old Yahweh name, and you say that everybody's going to hell that ain't in Yahweh's name, and we can't believe that. Now, we ain't going to go with that because I know Mom and Dad went. That's their argument. Full well, you reject the commandments to keep tradition. What is the name? There's only one name. Acts 4:11 and 12 says there's only one name, and in the New Testament, it's written in Jesus' name. Now, there was a group of people that wanted Jesus, or Jesus, to be the principal God of the New Testament. Strange that they can't match him up with the God of the Old Testament. What's that God in Exodus 3:17 or 3:14 and 15? What's that name? Well, see, it doesn't match up. Well, say, that's Jehovah. It don't match up. All of the language experts, and I've studied this for quite a few years, I have fasted. I push my plate back about this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just not preaching here to preach to bring a division or to make myself different from you. I have preached and I have studied, I have prayed, I have fasted, I've traveled many miles, I've listened to many testimonies, I've listened to many messages. I'm 70, almost 75 years old. I've done my time. Because my crime was sin. And I've got to get my sins remitted before I get out of here. I got to get in the rapture of truth. I got to get in the rapture of the true name. I cannot be found wanting, weighed in the balance. My neon sign is going to be flashing. Now I was going to look at my history of my evolvement. Well, he said, Pastor Buddy, you started out, you got baptized when you was 9 years old in an old creek by a missionary Baptist preacher, didn't you? I said, yes, sir. Well, what name did he baptize you in, Pastor Buddy? Well, he baptized me saying Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Sir? Well, did you ever figure out what the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost was? Well, yes, sir. Yeah, finally, it took me about 20 years. But I finally figured it out. Well, then what name did you get baptized? Well, I got baptized in Jesus' name, sir, according to Acts 2:38. Aha. You got baptized in Jesus' name? Was that in the original 1611, Pastor Buddy? No, sir. Well, why did you get baptized in Jesus' name when it wasn't in the 1611? Well, sir, I didn't know that. Oh, you didn't know that. Well, who told you? Well, sir, there was a man that he told me that I need to study a little bit. After 30 years of preaching and Jesus' name oneness, oh, hallelujah. See that word there, hallelujah. See, that got me. when he told me that, he said, "What are you saying when you say hallelujah?" I said, "Well, I'm praising Jesus, glory to God." He says, "Are you sure you're praising Jesus?" I said, "Well, yes, sir." Well, said it. Hallelujah is not Jesus. And that put me on the trail, the adventure of my life. Then, when I got the truth, I repented. I got baptized in the name of Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah. I still feel that. I can say hallelujah right now with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That in my head, as it is in the book of Revelations 14 and 1, I'm going to have something to match up with 144,000 who are there waiting on me in the first resurrection. I'm going to be caught up in the second one. So are you. The first one's done happen. That wasn't but 144,000. And these were 12,000 out of each tribe. They weren't all Jews. That's ridiculous. They were from the 13 tribes that had assembled in relationship with the tribe of Levi, not counting because that's a neutral tribe. So there's 12 tribes, 144,000, having their father's name in their forehead. Now, I've got something to match that rapture crowd in the first resurrection. Now, the Bible said, "Blessed is he that has part in the first resurrection." You see what I'm talking about? Go to the book of Revelations 19 and 11 and see what is coming. What it's all about. It's to gather you together for a rapture. That's exactly what's going to happen. He's gathering together to sort and to pick out and to choose those who are baptized correctly in the name of the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. The one that was in the world and nobody didn't know him. And it's evident that many people still don't know him. Take heed that you be not deceived. That's what the Messiah said. And after many days of fasting and praying, and many people that had the knowledge, I was humble. I didn't stick my chest out and crow like a rooster and say, "I preached 30 years, you can't tell me nothing, glory to God." That's what's wrong with these preachers. You can't tell them nothing. Because they don't want some little old preacher like me. The largest offering I've ever received in my ministry, and I've preached for 50 years, was $5,000 from an individual that gave me $5,000 cash money. The next largest one was a brand new automobile to drive. So I've had a brand new automobile in my ministry in 50 years, one, just one, and $5,000 cash money in a one-time offer. I tell you, that humbled me down. I couldn't hardly speak for a week. I felt so unworthy that somebody would love me and love my ministry good enough and support me with a tithe and an offering that would pay for my radio ministry here on the radio for almost 6 months. Almost 6 months. I didn't have to worry about it. Man, I preached like treason on it. I had confidence. I just praise Yahweh. And so tonight, I'm still a poor preacher. But I'm preaching with a victory shout of hallelujah. I'm in that rapture congregation of they that are called by my name. Now, if you're ashamed of his name, he's going to be ashamed of you. If you're using another name, you're going to be guilty of fornication or adultery. You wouldn't want that, would you? Would you want to be cast in a bed with a whore that's got a name that seems right but ain't? And there's your name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, just a flashing like neon right in your forehead, your spiritual forehead, and angels looking straight at you with flame of fire. Then you can hear the heavenly choir in the background. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, they sing about it. But you're going to hear the angel shout his name out. Are you going to be caught with the Father, Son, Holy Ghost rapture crowd? Are you going to be caught with a Jesus rapture crowd? Or are you going to be caught with a Yahweh rapture family? A few. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. You better make your heavenly calling sure, and you better love Yahweh more than you love your wife, your children, your mom and dad, your tradition, or anything else that you can put up. You better be about your Father's business with that name ablaze in your forehead, and you proclaim it everywhere you go, and do not be ashamed of it. Preach it. Teach it. Sing it. Praise it. And then you'll hear him say at the great gathering. You see, lady, it's not so much as a rapture. There's a lot of things that have to happen before the rapture. Before you're counted worthy to ride. Before that you're counted worthy to be caught up. Just to be in his presence. You see, in a spiritual setting, when you're transformed instantly into a spirit being, you're already caught up in the air. Because you are the air. You are the breath he breathes. You are the neshama. You are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You're going to have a glorious body like him. And you're going to be in the family's name. But if you haven't wore his name down here, you won't wear it up there. If you haven't loved him down here and acknowledged him in repentance and remission of sin, you're not going to do it up there. You see, only those that has the Father's name and the forehead, you've got to figure out, it's not the Son's name. It don't say nothing about the Son's name being in the forehead. But if you just stop and think, when he told the apostles who had the revelation, and it took me 30 years to get it. Really, I preached 30 years before I ever got the truth of the revelation. You can preach and still be deceived. You can witness and still be deceived. You see, the devil is so, he is so crafty that the Bible said he could deceive the very elect. Make sure he don't deceive you. Make your election calling sure. Hallelujah. Say it with me. Hallelujah. Yah is his name. Psalm 68:4. Now it's going to say Jah in your revised King James Bible. Turn over and look at it. It's going to say J-A-H. There was no J's in 1611, so it wouldn't J. In Hebrew, it was a Y. Well, that's the original language. Sound for sound. And the Greek was the I. That's the corresponding transliteration. So it would look like I-A-H in the 1611 original. Now, in the 1742 revised version of the King James, it was J-A-H. They wanted his name to be Jehovah. And thereby, they've deceived a lot of people, and a lot of Jehovah Witnesses listening to me not know that the true name is Yahweh, but they're so ingrained and so traditioned, they won't make the change for Yahweh's word. They wouldn't send me a dime because I preach Yahweh the true name, and they believe in Jehovah the false name. All you Jehovah Witness, have a great day. See you at the rapture of the wicked. There will be gnashing of teeth.
Oh, Lord, we were just playing.
Yahweh don't play. This is no play game, ladies and gentlemen. This is not for the faint-hearted. This is for those who have put on the armor and are ready to fight. He's coming to make war. He's coming to separate. He's coming for a burden. He's coming for a slaughter. What rapture you want to be in? What rapture crowd are you in tonight?
Well, I'm in Father, Son, Holy Ghost. That's where I was baptized, and that's where I'm staying, born again. I'm taking my chances.
Go to hell.
Well, in Jesus' name, I've been preaching for so long, I wouldn't change for nobody, honey. I'm really convicted of it. Glory to God, that's His name. That's according to the Bible. I've read the New Testament. That's the New Testament. And nobody's never changed it, glory to God. And regardless of what pastor I've heard, that old Pastor Betty, I don't believe a word of what he says. That's all right. That's quite all right. I've been in this so long, and there's so few in it that I'm not accustomed to big crowds. Matter of fact, I get as nervous as a tomcat in a house full of rocking chairs. When there's a big crowd around, I start looking around and see what's wrong. Either the preacher ain't culling them out and preaching it, and the separation of the gospel. The Bible said, "You shall be hated of all nations for my name." Deuteronomy 28:10. They'll see that you're called. You see, that neon sign of the rapture is flashing in my head right now. I'm going to be in the rapture line of Yahweh. What line are you in? It's a straight way. It's a narrow way. It's a way that a few is going to find. Are you the many? You better get in the line of the few. I wouldn't have no place to go to church, Pastor Moon. Fumbling like you did. I'd have to drive down to them old feasts you have, and I hear that you kill lambs there and do all them old crazy things and get on them old circles, glory to God.
Well, welcome to the book of Revelation 21, verse 4. If you want to go where the rapture people are going, the true people, you're going to have to go into a sacred circle through a gate of one of the 12 tribes where the name of Yahweh is in their forehead. Oh, my. That's a rapture I want. Preach it, Pastor Buddy. Oh, my. I wish I could pat myself on the back right now. I feel like the Holy Ghost is wanting to pat me on the back, saying, preach it. Be instant in season out and reprove and rebuke. Suffer. Show my people the sins, the deception, and the way that seems right. Preach against it. Oh, but Pastor Buddy, we'd love you if you'd come over to our church. You would? Well, if I came with this message. Oh, no, we couldn't have that now. We just couldn't have that now, glory to God. Ain't the way we preach it. Ain't the way we believe it. Our preacher don't preach that, glory to God. Well, what a kind of a preacher are you going to hear on the day of the rapture? Here he is. Again, Matthew 25, verse 31, it tells you what's going to happen. There's not going to be no planes leaving. There's not going to be Christians going up in the sky. There's going to be a gathering. There's going to be a judgment. There's going to be a separation. Where do you think it's going to be? Those that remain will be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. And there shall be a resurrection of the just and the resurrection of the unjust. And I heard him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. You've been faithful. You haven't been ashamed of my name. You got in the little group. You got in the straightway group. Yeah, you had to fast. That's okay. Yeah, you had to pray. That's okay. Yeah. You made acquaintances with a few. That's okay. Yeah, you missed the big church gathering down there and all the big events, and you didn't get to kiss the Pope's ring. Oh, my God, what have we missed here? You've missed the rapture of the wicked. That's what you've missed. You have escaped by the skin of your teeth. and by the mercy and the grace of somebody loving you good enough to pull you out of the fire in spite of your stupidity. That's what's happened. Praise be the day that somebody reached down and had enough love for me in spite of my foolishness and my ignorance and my kicking and screaming.
I can't be wrong. I've preached 30 years. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen miracles. I've seen signs.
Yeah, that's what the old flesh man wants to scream. I catch myself saying every once in a while, man, I can remember when I could see miracles and signs, and now I don't see none. To hell with miracles and signs and wonders of the beast and the false prophet. It's not based on a miracle or a sign. This is based on the Word. That's what it's based on, and why don't you grow up and be a man and stand on it with backbone and grit and determination and some endurance. My heavens above, I feel like preaching. Praise Yahweh. Got to get off here, oh, because my time is coming gone. You listen to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And you know one thing? I love you tonight. You know why? Because there's going to be a gathering. Now, before we can get raptured out, we've got to find out which plane we get on, which train. And you know this old gospel train? You don't carry none of those three God people. Woo! Hallelujah. This is a one Yahweh meeting. It's a small crowd. There'll be plenty of room on there for you. You can actually ride in the dining car, and he'll serve you. The meal that he never did get to keep with you, he promised you he'd eat it with you anew. You say, I just don't like lamb. Has he got any pork? You'll miss the little group. Yeah, no, that's not good. No Easter hams will be on board. Sorry. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh keep you. Write me tonight. I need to hear from about 1,000 of you, you little sheep, but I hope I've opened your ears up. This word is for the sheep. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Caswell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I need your help. Our offerings are low. I need you. Stand by me. If you got any truth in you, if you got any lamb in you, if you got any sheep in you, you got the instincts of a sheep, you know the shepherd's talking. Send me your offering. Whether you ever hear from me or not, that's all right. I'm going to preach the truth anyway. Yahweh bless you, is what I say. Call me. Area code 423-626. 2172. Sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. Brother Paul. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. You love him? I'll be back tomorrow night on the late call at 11 p.m. with number 4 on the rapture. We're going to talk some more about it. I want to see you there at the judgment. I want to see what train you get on.
Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do, because I'm a lamb. Ba, 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 ba,
are you a lamb?
Ba, 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 we're lambs, you gotta follow where
what's that rule doing all over you? Let me unzip it and see if there's a wolf in there.
Ba, ba, we're lambs.
Straight is a way, narrow is a gate, few there be that find it. Let's find the real name. That's the rapture. The line I'm going to get in. The name of Yahweh. The name above every name. And say it with me. Hallelujah.